Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to this week's khutbah, and the topic is reassurance of souls. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, Lord and sustainer of all the worlds, and I testify there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyid, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the slave of Allah and his messenger. May the peace and the blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows them in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah, as Allah says, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونٍ. Indeed, the righteous will be within gardens and springs. عباد الله, O believers, Allah informs His slaves, وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنٍ. And tell my servants to say that which is best. In this noble verse, Allah commands us to employ the best of words, the softest of expressions in our discourse with people. For He says, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا, and speak to people good words. Words that are good and positive help instill contentment and reassurance in hearts. This is the mythology of Quran in its spreading hope and optimism. For Allah Himself comforted the Prophet Musa's mother with words that calmed her heart when He gave her reassurance of the return of her son. So Allah said, glory be to Him, وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And don't fear and don't grieve. Indeed, we will return him to you and will make him one of the messengers. Similarly, Allah reassured the Prophet Musa and his brother Prophet Harun alayhim as-salam when they were apprehensive and fearful in their mission by saying, لا تخافا إنني معكما أسمع وأرى. Fear not, indeed I am with you both, I hear and I see. With these words, all apprehension and fear left their hearts, and they were left with contentment in their hearts and reassurance for the task that they were faced with. Indeed, the reassurance of souls is from the guidance of the Prophets alayhim as-salam. So we see Prophet Yaqub alayhi as-salam instilling into the souls of his children the certainty of faith in Allah when he called them unto having a good opinion of Allah and holding firm unto that, وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ, and don't despair of Allah's mercy. Similarly, the angel Jibreel alayhi salam brought peace to the heart of Maryam, the mother of Isa alayhim as-salam, by saying, فَكُلِي وَاشْرَبِي وَقَرِّي عَيْنَا. So eat and drink and be glad. In this manner, we find our Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu was-salam to be of the best of those who called unto reassurance for souls and to trust in Allah, when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abi Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, La tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. Don't grieve, don't worry, indeed Allah is with us. We ask Allah that He bless us to always have the best of speech and to perform the best of actions. I say this and seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness for he is the most forgiving, most merciful. والحمد لله رب العالمين. This khutbah is brought to you by إذاعة القرآن الكريم.